this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. Maybe many of you listening don't even know where Fairton is. Oh, it's a grand little place, grand little hamlet, 4 miles south of Bridgeton, right on the Cohansey River. Used to be the Cohansey Country Club used to be there, but it's gone. But the ponds are still there. It's a beautiful place. And I am so glad that if I had to live east of the Mississippi River, the Lord sent me to Fairton. It's a grand place. And if you're looking for a church, there's a wonderful church there. It's called Fairton Christian Center. Has a great school, Christian school, preschool through high school. In fact, we've just had graduation for the 2017 year. And I believe that was either our 35th or 36th graduation. All I know is I've been there a long time. And we've turned out a lot of really great young people. And if you're looking for a church home, we would love to have you. We are unashamed of the gospel. We believe Jesus still heals and he wants us well. We believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit still in operation day. Same church, same devil. Why would the gifts be removed whenever you need those gifts to wage warfare against the darkness and against the kingdom of evil? And so we preach the whole gospel unashamedly. We want you to prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers, just like the Apostle John said that he wanted for the people that he knew. And so if you're looking for a home, we would love to have you. Say, well, that's too far, really? Maybe not. Maybe not so far after all, if it's going to be the source of life and truth and light coming into your life, into your family's life, and we would welcome you. Church services start at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning, run to 9:45, then we have Sunday school after that, and we're normally out of church by 11:30, have Sunday evening worship at 6, lasts from 6 to 7, and then we have Wednesdays for our young people, Rangers, Impact Girls, which they're like Boy Scout, Girl Scout groups, and then we have classes of study time for the adults. So, you would be so welcome. Just coming back from a really intense conference down at Sandy Cove, Maryland. It was the Faith and Freedom organization that sponsored it. And some of the great minds in the Christian world of today were there for this conference. I don't know how I got invited. But anyway, it was a powerful time where those of us that was there was about 25 of us, we examined the social issues of today and how we can take the truths of God's Word and make them relative to a culture that has abandoned them. I remember years ago I did some substitute teaching after I had left the public school. There was a period of time where one of the local high schools needed somebody with a social studies certification, and the headmaster of that particular school, I had taught with him, and so I felt impressed to call there, and he said, "Boy, you're just what we're looking for." So I came into the school system, and I had the best classes. I was in for the person who was the head of the history department, social studies department. And that person had advanced placement classes, had a civics class that was dealing with social issues of the day that was relevant. And it was kind of an eye-opener for me, especially the one that was dealing with current issues. None of those kids, not a one of them, reasoned out of a biblical perspective or biblical worldview. They, and we're talking 20 years ago, that the school systems had so thoroughly eradicated the Christian worldview, the biblical worldview, out of the curriculum that none of them looked at social issues through the eyes of what the Bible had to say about them. They didn't look at it marriage through the eyes of biblical truth. They didn't look at sexuality. They didn't look at economics. They didn't look at government. They didn't look at anything from a biblical perspective. And if you will study the time period in which the Constitution of the United States was written, you'll find that it was almost 100% biblical worldview in this country, and that the principles that were laid down dealing with society, law, culture, so forth, were all from a biblical perspective. And so what I challenged these young people with was, okay, you don't want that biblical perspective. You don't want what George Washington and James Madison and Thomas Jefferson and these Benjamin Franklin, these people gave us. What do you want to change to? What are you going to base the new culture, the new paradigm on? Well, they really hadn't thought it through. They just didn't like the old restrictions. They didn't like those Ten Commandments. They didn't like thou shalt not steal. They didn't like thou shalt not commit adultery. They didn't like any of these things. And so they wanted something different. Now, Jesus said, you will know a tree by the fruit it produces. So, you take and you look at the fruit that was produced by about 200 years, going back to the Puritans, up through the early 1900s. Look at the fruit that biblical perspective, biblical worldview produced. The people cleared a continent, made farmland out of the wilderness, built roads, built bridges, built factories, built industry, built a culture of right and wrong and respect, because it was being built on the concept that you do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Now listen, I was a history teacher. I understand that there were terrible times of violation of scriptural principle in this country. Slavery, for one. So many of our social problems today could have been eliminated right there at the Constitutional Convention when they took the Declaration of Independence at its words and said, we hold these truths, all men are created equal. But they didn't, because there was greed, there was fear, there was wrong perspectives, and so they didn't. And that lie got perpetrated into our culture, cost over 600,000 people's lives in the Civil War, and it is still costing lives today because of the racial hatred that's in our country. But had biblical perspectives been properly applied, same thing with the Indians, you know, there were just horrible things that happened on both sides of that equation. But at the same time, the biblical perspectives were still the fundamental foundation of the nation. And it created the greatest nation in the world. There's never been such wealth, such power, such freedom in the entire history of the world as here in the United States. Why is that? It's because of the Bible. Now, as we move away from it, we see the decay starting in. We see the economic deprivation beginning. Instead of us being a lender nation, we are a debtor nation. Everything the Bible said would happen if we disobey God's commandments is happening. Are we going to return? If we need to check out the fruit, what do you want in the way of the future? For your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren. You know, we've made mistakes as a nation, and we make mistakes as individuals. And these mistakes bring us into harm's way. They're a violation against God's eternal truth. And when we do that, it creates bad fruit. It creates bad things. And that's why Jesus said, if you love me, obey me, because he first loved us, and because he loves us, he just wants us to have a blessed, good life. And so he says, if you love me, God already loved you. If you love me, obey me, because I want to bestow upon you all the things that your heart desires. In fact, it says in Psalms He delights in giving us the desires of our heart. God's Word is our roadmap to happiness and peace and joy, prosperity and success. It's all right there, but we have to take advantage of it. And we have to come back as a nation, as individuals, to the truth that made us great. Lexis de Tocqueville said it. He said, as long as America is good, she'll be great. If she ever ceases to be good, she will cease to be great. Remember now, if you know Jesus, you know freedom. If there is no Jesus, there'll be no freedom. This is Pastor Woodson Moore saying to you, Jesus is freedom.